Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Warning, this episode contains disturbing content that is sexual and violent in nature and involves minors. It may not be suitable for all listeners.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Hello and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. Today we're continuing our series, The Cold Case Files, and looking at the odd and strange death of Charles C. Morgan. Was he a secret agent? A criminal? Or was it something more sinister? You decide. On March 22, 1977, Charles Morgan, a 29-year-old escrow agent in Tucson, Arizona, went missing after leaving his home, seemingly abducted on the way to his escrow company. 3 days later, at 2 a.m., he finally returned home. His wife, Ruth Morgan, reported that he had a plastic handcuff around one ankle and handcuffs around his hands. He pointed to indicate that he couldn't speak. Ruth gave him a pen and paper and wrote that there was a hallucinogenic drug in his throat that could destroy his nervous system. Ruth wanted to call the police or get in contact with a physician, but Charles told her not to and said it would put their family in danger. Ruth resigned to nursing him back to health, after which he told her that for the past 2 or 3 years, he had been working as a secret agent for the Treasury Department. He claimed his abductors took his Treasury ID, but giving her no more details. On July 5, 1865, the U.S. Secret Service was formed to catch counterfeiters. In 1867, the mission of the Secret Service broadened to detecting persons perpetrating fraud against the government. It was part of the Department of Treasury until 2003, and now part of the Department of Homeland Security. 2 months after Charles' disappearance, he was reported missing again. After 9 days, Ruth receives a phone call. An unidentified woman tells Ruth, "Chuck is all right, Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 8, and then hangs up. 2 days later, on June 18th, his body is discovered lying 40 miles west of Tucson, near his Mercury Cougar. Charles Morgan had been shot in the back of the head by his own gun, a .357 caliber Magnum revolver. He was found wearing a bulletproof vest that he reportedly had been wearing after his first disappearance, a belt buckle that concealed a knife and a holster. A pair of sunglasses found at the scene were not his. Pima County Sheriff investigators searched his car and found several weapons and a cache of ammunition. The car had reportedly been altered so that it could be unlocked from the fender. On the rear seat of the car, Morgan's tooth was discovered, wrapped up in a white handkerchief. And yet, that isn't the strangest thing investigators found at the scene. Bizarrely, there was also an item pinned to Morgan's underwear, a $2 bill with 7 Spanish surnames and a map of the border area. The map led to the towns Robles Junction and Solicity, an area between Tucson and Mexico. These towns had a reputation for smuggling at the time, a fact that will become important later. Above the list of surnames was the note, Ecclesiastes 12, and arrows pointing to numbers 1 and 8 within the bill's serial number. Some of the writings on the bill had alleged Masonic references. Charles also had a piece of paper with directions to the site where he was found. The directions were in his handwriting. Medical investigators say he had been dead for only 12 hours when he was found. Strangely, there was no fingerprint found at the scene, not even on the gun. On Morgan's hand, they found gunpowder and residue. It is likely, for this reason, the sheriff's department labeled it as a suicide. And 4 years later, that seemed to be the end of the Charles C. Morgan case. A supposed suicide with twisted clues that seem to suggest otherwise. However, there are plenty of theories surrounding this death. Morgan's death was in fact a suicide. There was gunpowder on his hand, and the gun used was his own. However, Morgan was right-handed, and the gunpowder and residue was on his left hand. It doesn't make sense for him to use his left hand to shoot himself in the back of the head, let alone use such an awkward position to kill himself. Furthermore, the crime scene suggests the presence of someone else, such as Morgan's tooth, the pair of sunglasses that didn't belong to him, and the bizarre $2 bill. Morgan was killed to being in the Secret Service? It's another possible theory. It should be noted that Morgan was not definitely in the Secret Service, but if he was, as he said to his wife, it's possible that this led to his murder. Morgan allegedly had done escrow work for organized crime families. Another theory? Morgan was murdered due to other illicit activities. 2 days after Morgan's death, a woman who called herself Green Eyes called the Pima County Sheriff's Department and claimed to be the same woman who had contacted Morgan's wife before. Green Eyes said that she had met Morgan in a motel before he died. The Pima County Sheriff's Department had confirmed that Morgan had been staying in a West Side motel for over a week before he was shot. Green Eyes said that Charles showed her a briefcase full of thousands in cash, which he claimed was to buy him out of a contract the mob put on his life. So what do you think happened to Charles C. Morgan? Let us know in the comments section. Send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS. And that's all we have for this episode. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.